clerk.
From the Director, Department of Transportation and Public Works and the Airport Director, requesting authorization to amend Section 4.05.04 of the Milwaukee County Code of General Ordinances to establish a fee structure for courtesy vehicles to regulate commercial curbside operations at General Mitchell International Airport.
Mr. Bailey.
Mr. Chairman, Supervisors, before you is an amendment to the county ordinances that govern the airports. And what you have here is a request from airport staff to establish a new fee structure for courtesy vehicles. Courtesy vehicles are the vehicles that are the drop-off and pick-up of passengers for the hotels, motels, rental cars, and off-airport parking lots. The Mitchell Airport has that facility that we operate from has been there since 1955. And so the envelope of the terminal building and the roads and the parking structure is very tight and constrained. If you go to other airports of our size across the country today, I'm sure you've seen these beautiful 8 to 12 lane front roads with 3 to 4 curbs, often double decked, and they have a great luxury in their roadway system. Our roadways are really the narrow point of our capacity. When you look at the airport system of gates, ticketing, baggage, central processing unit, the roadways are the most constrained, and they're going to be the biggest problem to us as we continue to grow. And so we have to take some measures to mitigate that somewhat as we go along. One way that that's done across the country is through a method of fees and charges that are assessed to the users of the airport. And for the past many years, the hotel, motel, courtesy vehicles have paid a shuttle fee permit of $500 per year. What this proposal is to establish a trip fee and a dwell time fee for those courtesy vehicles. The reason that this is coming about is because we're continuing to see increased use of the airport, as you can imagine. And you can see the survey information that we did on the bottom of the report. This has become more significant of late because of the significant numbers of increased hotels and motels in the area. It's remarkable the amount of motels that have been built on Layton Avenue, Howell Avenue, and 13th Street, particularly 13th and College is where there's been a huge number of increased properties. The typical way that airports have dealt with this now is through the implementation of an AVI, automated vehicle system. Works just like the iPass, where a transponder is in the vehicle, and as the vehicles transit the airport, they are noted by the computer, and they can also, of course, tell when they enter the airport and when they depart the airport in terms of the dwell time fee. I want to note that there is no drop-off fee involved in this ordinance, so drop-offs are not affected by the ordinance. Only the pickup, coming to pick up passengers and take them to their properties. What we're proposing is a $2 per trip fee for use of the roadways, and then if the dwell time is beyond 10 minutes, it would be a 25 cent fee, and then 15 cents for each 3 minutes thereafter. On February 8th, we met with the users at the airport to go over the ordinance with them and get their feedback, and they provided some very good conversation and feedback with us. As a result of that discussion, we've modified the proposal and are delaying it by 1 year. The main reason that they explained to us was because they have numerous contracts with airline crews. The crews that come in at 8, 9, 10, 11, 12 p.m. to stay overnight, those are negotiated contracts with the airlines. And they said, look, we didn't include these fees, small as they are, into the cost of doing business. And so we sure would like you to consider delaying this before you implement it. So we agreed, and we have proposed that the ordinance be effective one year away. The other suggestion was that some sort of holding pen be developed outside of the Bag Claim roadway so they wouldn't have to troll the airport. They could hold in a pen and then wait for the call or wait for the proper time and then come into the roadway system to pick up their passengers. And so we agreed with that concept. Finally, there was some conflict between the motels and hotels that were close to the airport and those that were distant from the airport, because the ones that are close come more often. The ones that are distant come only when they know they have a reservation. And so they wanted more dwell time added to the operation. So we increased the dwell time from 10 to 15 minutes, which even if you look at the survey, the average dwell time is 7.5 minutes. So that should be well within their request. So we have modified the ordinance to reflect those comments by the group. any questions?
Mr. Bain, with all these different changes, have you gave us an updated change?
They are in here.
They are in here.
Yes.
So this is nothing new?
No.
What you're saying?
No, those changes were made to your report.
Because I'm like, all right. So
thank you, Mr. Chairman. Now, when we enact these changes, would that make then the airport the least expensive provider of these parking services, or how does that reflect the competition?
Well, we have attached some survey information,
mm-hmm.
Which shows you what five other airports are doing. Certainly, I have a lot more.
No, not other airports. I'm talking about if people choose to park with us in our airport as compared to these other private vendors that are around the airport. We're obviously not taxing ourselves in this, so therefore we're altering a little bit the nearby market, and it seems as if we're giving ourselves a small boost, unless I'm incorrectly reading this.
I guess I want to make sure that this is not the off-airport parking ordinance, which is coming up.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Okay. This is the off-airport, this is the...
The vehicles, sorry.
Courtesy vehicles, right.
Oops, sorry.
Understand. Okay, hold that thought.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. And my comments, my prefacing comments work for 15 and for 21. And I know that we have a number of speakers, but I just simply want everyone to know, and I like to believe that everybody agrees with this. First of all, we all take pride in the incredible growth of our airport. And about 20 minutes ago, we saw the handwriting on the wall, literally, and we've all gotten monthly updates, and so that is a source of pride for all of us. But you can't have it both ways. I mean, because we're doing so well, I have no problem sharing the wealth, and good for them. Good for the motel builders and for the American ingenuity or whatever. Now, I'd like to think that maybe there's some way to alleviate some congestion, but I think it's incredibly refreshing that in these lousy economic times, the market has worked, and kudos to them. And so I look forward to the commentary. I think you all can hear where I'm coming from, but doggone it. It's nice when people can recognize an opportunity and take advantage of it. And we should celebrate that.
Any other comments? We have a number of speakers, and Ms. Lady, just take a seat for a second. And when the clerk call your name, you have 3 minutes to speak. And the first one is Evan Zeffel. We are on item 15. Because Mr. Zucko, a number of people want to speak on item 21 also, but we are on item 15.
I'll confine myself to 15, Mr. Chairman. Thank you for this opportunity. First of all, I'd just like to indicate that it's our opinion, I represent FastPark, that item 15 does affect us, so it does create that competitive advantage for the airport parking over us. But overall, I would say, Mr. Chairman, number one, we have some significant legal concerns about this issue as it relates to, as you mentioned before, the use of the roadways. We do have concerns about the survey that the airport conducted alleging congestion. We find no information from the sheriff. We've heard nothing about incidents, and it's frankly more anecdotal than empirical. And we have some significant questions about the policy of taxing the private sector that is competing with the public sector so that the public sector has a competitive advantage. I know you're going to hear that from others, and certainly on the legal basis of it. So I'd ask that the committee take a close look at this, and if one of the options might be to refer it to Corp Counsel to look at the legal side of it, although I think that there needs to be more dialogue with the airport. Mr. Bateman said he did meet with the group, but he met with us once and said, here's what we're going to do. I didn't think that was a two-way dialogue, and we'd encourage the committee to perhaps encourage that dialogue further. I'll Thank take you. Questions if you have any.
Well, we're just going to get comment now. Thank you. Next.
Tom Rave.
Here's a copy of my remarks. I'll make them shorter.
Good morning, Mr. Chairman.
Good morning.
Supervisors. I'm Tom Rave from the Executive Director of the Gateway to Milwaukee. That includes Airport Gateway Business Association, whose members include 15 hotels that are around the airport and two of the parking lots being referred to. And I would like to be able to direct my comments to this file and also to file 11-102, which is the fees for the off-airport parking operators.
Ray, I prefer you only, I'll have you come back for 21.
Fine, thank you.
Strictly 15, please.
Number two is Airport Gateway Business District in the city of Milwaukee. There are 16 hotel properties in that bid and three off-airport parking properties. And also Milwaukee Gateway Aerotropolis Corporation. We're working to build, among other things, a healthy, interdependent working environment between GMIA and businesses surrounding the airport. Just going to page two, halfway through, we recognize the airports are trying to broaden their revenue generation sources, especially to other than those directly related to the airlines themselves. The new revenue from fees from hotels, vehicles, and the off-airport parking operators would fit that category, and that's going on at many other airports. We are aware that the economy lot parking prices at the airport are among the lowest in the industry, and the local businesses are trying to compete against those. We know that revenue from parking activities at GMIA is already its most significant source of revenue. We also realize that maintaining a healthy cash flow to support debt service requirements will be increasingly important for GMIA's future capital plans, as funds from federal programs may well become less available in the industry. Regarding the proposed additional fees from the airport hotels, I believe the assumption is that these businesses must be making more money resulting from the increased passenger activity, as evidenced by the number of new hotels and related shuttle vans that have appeared in the area. The airport would like to deal with the increased parking congestion in the baggage pickup traffic lanes and also benefit from the related economic growth it is causing also. While the assumption about the increased volumes is probably somewhat true in the parking lot realm, it is much less so true in the hotel industry. There is some information on page three of the handout, which you should hopefully find interesting. The source of that information is from Smith Travel Research, which pays attention to hotel occupancy rates, hotel numbers of people staying, airport passengers, etc. It's used by Visit Milwaukee. It's used around the industry. If you take a look at the table, and this is a section called Milwaukee South, which includes about 36 hotels properties, I would say pay particular attention to the fourth column, which is the occupancy numbers. These are the number of people staying in these hotels, these 36 hotels. And you can see that from 2007 it was $742,000. In 2010, it's $756,000. Excuse me, 756,000 people. So despite the great increases in passenger traffic, that has not carried over into the number of people staying in hotel rooms. So that's really not a direct relationship, as you might suspect. For example, just the difference from 2007 to 2010 for the airport is 28% difference. Hotel occupancy was up only 2%. A rule of thumb in the hotel industry is that depending on the hotel type, an occupancy range of 55 to 60% is needed to achieve break-even profitability. So if you look at the occupancy rates over the last 4 years, the hotel industry around the south side of Milwaukee has been operating really at break-even, and the last 2 years has been down and may well have been losses. The primary point to be made is that if the proposed additional fees recommended by GMIA go into effect, the result will be another cost to owners and operators of these hotels with little or no benefit, especially of revenue. They may then choose to reduce employment, upgrade vans less frequently, and or have airport hotel passengers wait longer to be picked up, except for the flight crews where contracts are required and they have to be there within a certain period of time. None of these choices help the local economy, appearances in the area, or service to customers staying in Milwaukee. The Gateway to Milwaukee, we believe there are some reasonable potential alternatives to the specific proposals that you are considering. They would allow the airport to achieve some revenue gains, which is important. They could reduce the current and future congestion in the baggage pickup lanes. That would be better for customers arriving at GMIA, and they could also be less financially harmful to the hotels themselves. The airport commendably made some changes to its initial approach after one meeting. We think some additional meetings would generate some more fruitful changes, could also help us consider the ultimate paying customers in these matters, and could help the Milwaukee area be a more attractive market. We are aware that a similar effort for new fees was attempted by the airport a few years ago, but was denied by the county executive. Interestingly, we now have an interim county executive, and there is no county supervisor for the district within which these hotels and parking lots are located. We have the strong opinion that consideration of the proposed ordinances should be deferred until after the April 5th elections of a new county executive and a new supervisor to represent the businesses that will be impacted. These changes will have long-term impacts. So we recommend that the PW&T committee defer on these two items, fees for the vans, until the new supervisor and county executive will be settled in for a bit and after some meetings among the airport, hotel operators, and the gateway. The short-term impact on the airport would be relatively nil because they've agreed to defer for 1 year the implementation of the plan for the vans. So there may be better solutions than those that are defined in the files, so please let us collaborate and work together to find the optimal approach to meet everyone's best needs. Thank you.
Thank you. I just want to clear up one thing. I think we have four supervisors that represent the airport, so there is a supervisor at the airport. I think Jerzyk and a number of other people are right there. So, but we will keep going. Next item. Thank you, Mr. Wright, for your comment.
Barbara Sundquist.
I thought you were, but I wasn't sure.
Good morning, Supervisor. Good morning, Chairman.
Good morning.
Hi, I'm Barb Sundquist. I work for Fast Park and Relax. I've been there for about 2 years. I am a Milwaukee County resident. I live in Franklin. I do have a number of customers that do park with us. We have a number of big corporations and their employees parking with us, so it would be a huge concern for everybody if the fees did go up. Thanks.
Thank you.
Manuel Chavez.
Good morning, Chairman. Good morning, Supervisors. My name is Manuel Chavez, and I'm the owner and operating partner of Fast Park out by the airport. The supervisor was right. This does affect off-airport parking lots as well as item 21 on the agenda. The dwell fees and...
we're going to talk about item 15, correct?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. So specifically item 15 is the dwell fees and the trip fees, which essentially charge me for the time I spend at the airport to pick up my passengers and the times I drive through the airport. So it does increase my cost, and it does limit the level of service I can provide my customers, the level of service that they've come to expect. Specifically, the airport director has cited congestion as the major reason for this. And he cited the growth in the number of hotels and motels servicing the airport. The thing that we kind of gloss over is the fact that for 20-plus years, there have been three airport parking lots. There still are three airport parking lots today. We have a signed, marked area where the airport parking lots pick up passengers, and that's the only area that we pick up people. We police it ourselves. We have one bus up there per lot at any given time, and we've always had it like that. The second part of that is that limiting, the second thing I would say is that what we do by allowing people to park off-site and grouping them together and driving them up to the airport actually decreases the amount of congestion at the airport. Not only are we taking five or six cars and putting them on one bus, but we're also putting them on a bus where a driver who has been trained, he's a professional, and he drives in the airport environment every single day. So I think it's a much safer experience, and it certainly takes cars off of that roadway system, which the director cited as being taxed. The second part to this is this dwell, this idea of the dwell. The dwell is a very, very important piece of it. Number one, it takes vehicles, instead of having them driving around the airport trying to cover the terminal, they can stop and wait at the terminal. It's safer, not to mention the effect on the environment is much, much less, much, much less. You burn less gas, it's less emissions. It's a much better alternative than having people's shuttles drive around and around the airport. On both of these issues, specifically this item 15, there are significant legal issues which we have retained our attorneys here in town to take a look at it, and Alan Markovitz, who's here today, would like to speak to it. He has penned a brief memo outlining some of his concerns, and I know it's been distributed. We think there's some real issues with it, which at the very least would cause me to want to take some time to explore those issues, and then actually to sit down with the airport director and spend some time trying to figure out a way that we could really help his issues out instead of what he's proposed for us. The February 8th meeting that the airport director cited as far as sitting down with the affected businesses and making it seem like there was a negotiation and an open communication, that was not the airport parking meeting. We received a letter on a Friday, which my manager faxed to my office Monday morning, telling me that the airport parking lots had an opportunity to come and meet with the airport director that Thursday. So we had a 3 or 4 day notice, and this was towards the end of January, I believe, and this was right in the middle of that snowstorm too. So there was a question of whether it was even going to take place. Of course, it did take place, and I think my point is that we have not gotten an opportunity to sit down with the director. We have not gotten an opportunity to do any type of studies on our own. We have not gotten an opportunity to really voice our concerns and to really explain to the people involved how these proposed changes really affect us and how they affect our customers too. Respectfully, thank you for your time.
Thank you.
Alan Markovitz.
Morning, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee. My name is Alan Markovitz. I'm a partner in the law firm of Michael Best and Friedrich, and we have been retained by Manny Chavez and his company to look into this. Although I'll be speaking later on 21, I'll keep my remarks related to 15. My introduction is we constantly are referring to what other people are doing in other places, other airports, other jurisdictions. We have a very special situation here in Wisconsin, and my remarks on number 15 are addressed only to a parallel set of legal issues, which we try to point out. None of these other states have a statute like R-34903 sub 2, which is a specific statute that prohibits a local authority from in any manner excluding or prohibiting any motor vehicle from the free use of all public roads. We have a Supreme Court decision that goes all the way back to 1970 in which the court commented that that prohibition included the imposition of a fee or a toll for the use of public roads. There is no question that the roads that serve the airport are public roads. The other parallel issue, and one that may be more familiar to this committee, is Section 114.14.3b1, which requires the public to have equal and uniform use of the airport. There are two cases, one in 1947, in which our Supreme Court extended this rule to protect commercial use as well as private use. And the more recent case decided in 2007, in which Milwaukee County proposed a new ordinance which would affect the airport, and the Supreme Court struck that down as being illegal. That is in 301 Wisconsin 2nd 134. Now, I am not sitting here as I would in a courtroom to try to persuade a judge as to the right or wrong of any particular situation. What we've advocated in the memo that's been referred to is that this subject requires careful thought, full development, and an opportunity for interchange. I concluded the letter, which I furnished last week, with a statement to the effect that we would welcome the opportunity to confer with Corporation Counsel. We even delivered a copy of the memo to the Corporation Counsel's office, and I can say, sitting here today, we haven't heard from the Corporation Counsel's office, so there's been no opportunity to discuss what to lawyers would be very interesting issues and what to this committee would be very important issues. And I'll be happy to return later when you reach item 21.
Thank you very
Thank
much.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Next question, please.
Alan Folkler.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. My name is Alan Feckler. I live in Milwaukee and have been a Milwaukee County resident all my life. I am the general manager of Fast Park and Relax. And my concern is for our customers, number one, providing them service that we do now have for them. My concern is also for the volatility of our company with this type of imposition of fees. I also have heard from several of our members, our parkers, and expressing their concern over the passage of and going forward with these quote-unquote fees. And that's all, sir.
Thank you.
I'm sorry. And also, I have a concern about my employees. I employ a diverse group of employees, and instead of growing and employing more people with this type of imposition of fees, I feel that we will be looking at of not of employing them, but laying them off. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Dan McCulloch?
Micheletti.
Good job.
Good Polish name.
Actually, Bohemian.
Oh, really?
Okay. You have an extra minute for that.
It's still okay.
Mr. Chairman and Honorable Committee, on behalf of my employer, Fast Park and Relax, and myself and my employment and all of our customers, I plead with you to not go ahead with these additional charges. Sticking to the item number 15, my fear is that if we become less competitive by passing along these additional fees to our customers, that they may choose to drive themselves or have their family members, you know, drive them to the airport and forgo any off-site airport parking, which will just add to the congestion at the airport. I also feel like it takes away their choices when it comes to off-site airport parking, which I believe public opinion would be upset about that. And we do serve a lot of Milwaukee County corporations and their employees and residents in the county, so I think public opinion would be negative on this, and I wouldn't want that to happen. So just wanted to share those thoughts with you. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. Okay. That's it. What's the pleasure of the committee? Supervisor Burkowski.
Well, Mr. Chairman, I think first and foremost, we need to get some legal answers to questions that I personally am not comfortable with. And so I'm going to make the motion that we refer this to Corporation Counsel.
What kind of questions do you have, Supervisor Castro, at the moment?
The ones that were submitted to all of us from Attorney Markovitz, and I will be happy to give Mr. Karasevich a copy of those. If he doesn't have those already, I believe that he does. If you'd like, Mr. Chairman, I can read these into the record, but there's a number of them.
Oh, go ahead.
All right. Whether the county's attempt to impose selective fees on the use of the airport road violates the statutory prohibition on restricting the free use of public roads under Wisconsin Statute 349.03. Whether the county's attempt to impose selective fees on the use of the airport road violates the statutory prohibition on depriving the public of equal and uniform use of the airport under Wisconsin Statutes 114.14, paren 3, paren B, 1. Whether the alleged privilege fee the county would impose on off-airport parking businesses is an illegal tax, which Milwaukee County has no legal right to impose. Whether there is a rational relationship between the problem purported to be addressed by the amendments, i.e. congestion on the airport public road, and the proposed solution. Whether the proposed amendments result in unconstitutional discrimination between classes, e.g. between private and public parking courtesy vehicles, or between private parking businesses and other businesses in proximity of the airport.
Do you have any comments on those questions you have in front of you?
I received Mr. Markovitz's letter. I reviewed the statutes that he cited, and I disagree with his interpretation. An attempt to regulate congestion is not a tax or a fee. Similarly, under 114, because the fee is proposed for all courtesy vehicles, there's no discrimination or different treatment.
We will need all that in writing. Any other questions from, comments or questions from the supervisor? What is the pleasure of the committee? Did you make a motion?
I did.
What's the motion?
I refer to Corporation Counsel.
Okay, there's a motion.
For a written report that you just asked for.
A written report that I've written, asked for?
That you just asked for.
He just asked for his comment.
I said I would need it in writing. That's all I said. But I'm just saying, what's the motion? Okay, now.
I'm just confirming what you said.
Okay, but I can't make the motion. So there's a motion. Read the motion back so I know.
The motion is to refer to Corporation Counsel for a written report back in response to the questions that Supervisor Burkowski covered.
Is there any other questions that you need from the Corp Counsel? If not, Madam Clerk, call the roll.
Wyshawn?
Aye.
Burkowski?
Aye.
Dmitrievich?
Aye.
Thomas?
Aye.
Harris?
Aye.
Mr. Chair?
Aye.
6 ayes, 0 noes. The motion to refer to Corp Counsel is approved.
All right, we're on item number